In this bulletin, three national senators resigned from the opposition front bench. Donald Trump forced to switch planes on the way to Davos for the World Economic Forum. And in football, the Socceroos to play Cameroon and Curaçao ahead of the FIFA World Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Opposition leader Susan Lee has accepted the resignation of three national senators after they broke ranks with the Liberals and crossed the floor on hate speech laws. In a statement, Ms. Lee says Bridget McKenzie, Ross Cadell and Susan MacDonald have offered their resignations from Shadow Cabinet and will now sit on the back bench. Shadow Cabinet solidarity requires all coalition front benches to vote in line with any formally resolved positions. The opposition leader says she's asked all three senators to continue serving in the coalition after they indicated their willingness to do so. Nationals leader David Littleproud will nominate new members to fill the vacancies in Shadow Cabinet. Speaking before the resignations, former Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce says he would welcome his former colleagues joining him at the One Nation Party. Joyce defected from the Nationals to One Nation in December, saying he believes their policy platform is a better fit for him at this stage of his political career. Mr. Joyce has told Sky News while he would welcome National MPs joining One Nation, any decisions about their future are theirs to make.
Going out of a political party is very... Unfortunately, I have been divorced, OK? And it's very similar. It's very traumatic. There are a lot of people get very upset, rightly so. People are emotionally hurt by your move. And I would never for one second say, well, you should do that. You say, this is an incredibly personal decision and you'll make it on your own. And it's nothing to do with me.
Donald Trump's arrival at Davos for the World Economic Forum has been delayed by plane trouble. The White House says the US president's plane has suffered a minor electrical issue, forcing an aircraft change. Air safety incidents involving the US president or vice president are rare, but not unprecedented. The US leader will arrive at the International Forum after threatening tariffs on Denmark and seven other allies, unless they negotiate a transfer of Greenland to US control. A concession European leaders say they're not willing to make. As the US president left for Davos, he signalled cost of living measures will be his primary focus at the forum.
Prices are way down. Gasoline now is $1.99 in a lot of places. And frankly, nobody's seen anything like this. So it's really good. But this will be an interesting trip. I have no idea what's going to happen, but you are well represented.
The man who assassinated former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has been sentenced to life in prison. The decision was handed down more than 3 years after the shooting happened in broad daylight. The Nara District Court ruled that 45-year-old Tetsuya Yamagami shot the Japanese politician with a homemade gun in July 2022. The date for the upcoming New Zealand election has been set for the 7th of November this year. Christopher Luxon is campaigning for a second term as Prime Minister, with Labor's Chris Himkins seeking a return to office. New Zealanders are now set for a 10-month election campaign amid economic and political frustrations. Mr. Luxon says his party will campaign on the reform programs of his government, including on education, planning and public service cuts.
With National, New Zealanders get a party with a plan to fix the basics and to build the future for all Kiwis and for all generations to come. And we've proven that we can deliver on it. The alternative, a Labour to Party Māori Greens government, would send New Zealand backwards again.
And to sport, in football, the Socceroos will play Cameroon and Curaçao in March, ahead of the FIFA World Cup campaign. As part of the FIFA series, Australia will host five-time African Cup of Nations champions, Cameroon in Sydney, and the Dutch Caribbean island country of Curaçao in Melbourne. Socceroos coach Tony Popovich says facing opponents from different confederations is the perfect preparation for the World Cup. Football Australia interim CEO Heather Garriock says having the second edition of the FIFA series in Australia is a significant moment for Australian football.
We can see the quality of our Socceroos, whether it's the youngsters coming through or the established Socceroos, led by Tony Popovich, who is a former Socceroo, who knows what it takes to play at a World Cup and for this to be his first World Cup. The support of our fans, we know Australians love sport, but more importantly love our Socceroos and love our Matildas as well. And so having send-off games like these are super important.
And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.